Good evening, and thank you for joining us on Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. It is a blessing to be here with my sister, Tara Rye, who has birthed the Bible study, Tell It Well. And the last couple weeks, the first week, she storied the book of Acts, chapter 2. Last week, we talked about the Holy Spirit coming upon the people and just the mighty works of God. And I'm just going to open up with a question. When it says in chapter 2 about the dream, men will see visions and old men will dream dreams. Could you expand on what that really means for now? Is that still present for today for us?
You know, I think it would be best if we went ahead and read that section. So what I want you to do, Sabrina, I would like for you to read for us verses 17 through 21, and then I will answer your question.
Okay. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen, amen. Yes, God's word is amazing. Okay, first off, that is the prophet Joel that is speaking that Peter is quoting. And the point that Peter is trying to make is that God fulfills his prophecy. Okay, this is extremely important that we understand this. And I think that to answer your question, we have to define what does he mean by last days. Because when we right. when we look at this, it can be interpreted many different ways. Now, based on Paul's writing, I'm gonna combine some different aspects of Scripture, because Scripture will always support Scripture. Paul, when he is writing to Timothy and telling him in the last days, people will be lovers of themselves, and he gives off all the 19 characteristics of the different traits that people will have in the last days. The implication is that this is happening right now in his time. Paul makes it very clear that we are in the last days. So what we need to understand, last days represents for us the period of the church from the time of the ascension to the time of the return of Christ. That would be our last days. So it is yes for them, and yes for us, and yes for anyone until the day that Christ comes back, because that's the period we are in within the church. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, because the ascension already happened. Jesus is already
right.
alive. He rose from the dead.
Exactly. And so we will see people, both the young, it says what, the young,
we'll see visions.
Visions. The old men will dream dreams. You will have your sons and daughters prophesy. You will have slaves or servants, depending on your translation, both men and women, that will proclaim and speak, and the Spirit will pour out upon them where they will prophesy. And he will show signs and wonders in heaven above and on the earth below. So, in answer to that question, yes, we will see these things happening in our day. Now, we need to clarify, because what happens when we get out into Christendom, you know, that's kind of, it's almost like D-U-M-B instead of D-O-M.
Oh.
How we define words can greatly impact how we use those words, okay? And so the number one clarification that needs to happen is the what is a prophet?
Thank you. I need that clarity.
A prophet is the one who proclaims God's truth. God's truth is already the truth that has been revealed. And so in the last days, there will be sons and daughters proclaiming God's truth, prophesying about what God's word has said, proclaiming God's truth. Okay, that's where our focus needs to go back. And we're going to go back and pull up. Last week, we began with the Holy Spirit. We said that when the Holy Spirit comes, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to bring about a revelation of God, his works, and proclaiming God's truth. Now, what I want you to see is that Peter summarizes it into two categories. When I went through and studied this, I broke it down into two areas. And it's one is that God's word is certain. Okay? His promises will be fulfilled. God's word is certain. And that is the reason why it's God's word that we're proclaiming. If Peter would have stood up and just began telling them something other than God's word, it would not have had the power. Okay, the other thing that we need to understand is that God's work is powerful. When it is God moving, it is amazing what will happen. Now, to take this and apply it to another portion of Scripture, I want us to think about Genesis and the fall of Adam and Eve, okay? The fall of man. The two things that Satan, the serpent, attacked were the character of God and the word of God. Okay? Did God really say, all right, he's questioning God's character and he's questioning God's word. Peter is clarifying that a prophecy, the prophecy, God's word and his work, where his character is working and his word, it is certain and it's powerful. We will always know when it is a work of God, a movement of the Holy Spirit, when it clarifies the word of God and it edifies the character of God. Now, I want you to think in our women's Bible study on Thursday mornings that we did a couple years ago, Sabrina, what was the one thing I would ask? I would have a team teacher always teach with me, and I would ask that person to introduce a what of God?
A name of God.
Why would I do that now based on what I just told you? Think about the name of God. It will reveal
his character.
His character.
And his mighty work.
And his work. If I know and understand who God is, then I am more apt to recognize when God's at work. Okay, that was my reasoning behind why I did that with a teacher introducing a name of God every week.
And that was, yeah. Okay, I don't know if you can answer this question.
I don't know if I can answer it.
But I know a lot of people in Christendom.
Sorry.
It's so funny in it. I know. I get asked, okay, how, if somebody comes and says something like, you are called to teach, how do you know that's from God? Or you are called to speak, or you are called to sing?
Okay. That's a very good question.
Because I know that happens quite a bit.
It does. And you know what? I have been a person to say those very words to people. Okay. As a believer in Christ, we begin to recognize spiritual gifting in people. And God will use people. I'm going to go back and use one of your own songs to be Jesus with skin on to affirm what God's already doing in us. Biblical example, okay. Mary and Elizabeth. Okay. When Mary found out she was pregnant with the Messiah, she packed up and ran to Elizabeth's house. Elizabeth and Mary had never spoken, and she says, oh, the Lord that is within me, the Spirit has leapt because you carry the Savior of the world. I don't know that I'm giving her exact words. And, okay, there when we have the Holy Spirit at work in us, he is going to affirm the work of God and the word of God. But it will not contradict ever the word of God or the character of God. Does that make sense? And the way that we get that understanding is by knowing his word and by knowing who he is. If we have not studied the word of God, if we're not listening to it, or reading it, depending on what your method of learning, honestly, in America, we're without excuse. On the internet right now, you can go and listen to the Bible communicated orally in dramatization, word for word, I mean, however you want, in any kind of format for free, without excuse. So if you're not a reader, you can get it. And you can listen to it, download it on an MP3. Don't tell me you don't have the ability, because most phones nowadays can do that. We are without excuse. Our problem is that we are a lazy generation and we want to be spoon-fed. God forgive us. That is the reality. What it comes down to it is that Christianity in America, we are complacent and we want to be spoon-fed. We're not willing to walk the walk. God's going to bring upon us a persecution before we grow up. I mean, that's what the reality is that we have been so inundated with simplicity in our ease in America that we no longer value that which is valuable. And until we have suffered, and we won't even fully grasp the measure of the gift we have. And I didn't even intend to go into that, and it's almost like I'm going into a condemnation, so forgive me, but that's it. You know, we need to get outside of ourselves and get back and get right with God and focus in on His Word, reading it, hearing it, and then knowing who He is. Because if we have an understanding of who He is, we begin to recognize the Spirit's movement in others. So here we have the disciples and all of these nations here at Pentecost gathered together, and the Spirit of God begins to move. And as the Spirit diffuses, as we talked about last week, that infusion of the Holy Spirit begins to diffuse through the disciples and the people here. We have those that receive it and we have those that reject it. I know without a doubt, every time I teach, I will have those that will walk out of the room praising the Lord, and I have those that will walk out of the room ripping me to shreds. It's a guarantee if you're teaching the Word of God, because they did it to Jesus, they did it to the apostles, they are going to do it to anyone on this earth that is doing it according to His will today. Because there will always be those that, for them, that are seeking Him out to know Him, it is life to them. For those that have the hand up and aren't willing to hear from God, it is death and it is a stench. So that infusion, going back to our analogy last week, when we talked about how the Holy Spirit's like a diffuser with the reeds, for some, it's going to smell really good. And for those that don't want the Lord, it's going to stink really bad. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy reality, but it's the truth. And I've known that reality when I share what God's working on, and I've watched that reality change. I've had people in my life tell me, you know, I don't want to hear what you have to say, Jesus freak. And then as this person over time, several years, came to know the Lord, to have this person say, wow, I didn't realize how awesome this could be. I wished I had not been what I was back then and what I said, you know, to come back and repent for what was said to me prior, because they just weren't ready to receive. That goes back to God's timing and that person's willingness to receive. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. There's so much in just 17 to 21 that you can just sit there for a while. I will pour out my spirit.
Yeah.
You know, what does the pouring out of my spirit look like today? Because we have miracles but don't even recognize them.
Okay, and you know what? I'm going to answer that by telling you, because we need to know what the definition of a wonder, a sign, and a miracle is.
Right.
And Sabrina didn't even know that that's like the next thing I have on the agenda to discuss.
No, okay. Holy Spirit did.
That's the Holy Spirit. See how He's working, the movement of God. All right, He says that there will be signs, wonders, and miracles. And what we have to understand is that a wonder of God is something that evokes awe. Okay, a wonder will evoke awe in us. It will make us go, oh. I mean, it's just amazing, the wonder. We can be shocked by the wonder of a kitten playing or a rosebud blooming or a child laughing. Wonder evokes awe, and it's of what God has done, okay? A sign is a miracle that points to divine truth. All right, clarify that, to divine truth. A sign is something that points to divine truth. And I can't remember which commentator, now that I'm thinking about it. One commentator I read said that it literally is the fingerprint of God. To literally, because what is the truth? Who is the truth?
God.
Who is the truth? Let's use a different word. Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay. Jesus is the truth. We're told in 1 John 1 that Jesus is the truth. Okay. And so a sign reveals the fingerprint of God. And so the awesome thing is that it's evidence that God's involved. Okay. And the cool thing, if you have ever studied fingerprints, mm-hmm. there's no difference. I mean, one person's fingerprint cannot be the same as another person's. There is a big difference, excuse me. So it's God's distinct. fingerprint is distinct and uniquely his. A sign reveals God's distinct fingerprint, and that will be made known through divine truth. Okay? It's his truth, and it's no one else's truth.
Okay. That's a sign.
Uh-huh. A miracle, this one comes off of the Greek word dunamis, but it's dynamis. It's dynamis. And it reveals the power of God. Okay. Only God's dunamis power can make this happen. And everyone watching knows it's so. And it's just mind-boggling. This is when the doctors say, I don't know what happened. This has no explanation. This is beyond our comprehension. The awesome thing is a miracle of God reveals his fingerprint and becomes a sign, which then evokes awe amongst the people. Okay? Isn't that cool? Do you see how they all go? I know. It's so good.
Fired up.
It does, me too. And Christ's death, burial, and resurrection evoked awe, showed the fingerprint of God, and revealed the power of God. No one else could raise someone from the dead. No one else has ever done it since, and no one else will ever do it since the way God did it. Mm. Okay? Only God could make happen what happened with Christ's birth, his death, his burial and resurrection, and then think even his ascension.
I know.
Okay.
To be there.
They stood there with their mouths wide open as he just disappeared in the clouds. And then two angels like, what you looking for? He's coming back.
Wow.
I know. It's so cool. I love our God.
I do too. He's so just beautiful and majestic and mighty. And I know that people desire, I mean, just with the Chilean miners who were underground, it's such a miracle. And the fact that they said Jesus was the 34th man.
That's awesome.
And they desired Bibles, and they would read to each other scripture every day, and they came up healthier, and people didn't even know how to, it evoked awe.
It evokes awe.
And it all pointed to him.
Completely.
And so the miracles of God are still happening.
We're so glad you listened. God bless.